Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today.
So, back to Colorado. How do I even explain this? Well, first of all, the day I arrived there, I started singing some of my songs to Sandy, and she cried and told me how amazing it was. And that felt really fucking good. The next day, Sandy and I went onto a houseboat, her ex-husband's cousin's houseboat on the reservoir. It was a hot July day. It was absolutely beautiful. We were chilling on the houseboat. All of a sudden, three guys come onto the houseboat, all holding guitars. I'm like, oh, cool. This is great. One of them's her ex-husband, who I know from previous times together. And they started jamming on the boat. Eventually, Sandy was like, LC, you got to play. I'm like, all right. So they give me a guitar. We construct a capo for myself. If you don't know what a capo is, it changes the key. It squeezes all the strings on the neck of the guitar so you can play the same chords as you would, but it changes the key for you. So I don't have to sing as low as I would have had to sing. So I play my song, my one song that is the song, the one that people know, the one with the lyrics, I'm gonna give all my love and then some more, which is where I got my like outro to this podcast. And they loved it. And I loved it. I forgot how necessary it is for me to play music with other people. It woke up, it sparked a light in my soul that had been dormant forever. Suffice it to say, one of the guys that was playing guitar said that he wanted to go to Hawaii for like a couple of months. Naturally, I'm curious. I just got off the island of Oahu. I love Hawaii. It was my home for 7 years. So naturally, being a curious, genuinely interested person, I said, oh, well, what are you like? Not what do you like, what kinds of things do you want to do, but what are you like? Tell me what you're like, and I'll tell you what island is going to most benefit you. That's where I was with that in my head. Everyone laughed, though, because they thought that was a great question to ask somebody that you don't know at all. Suffice it to say, I took the next week getting to know what this person was like and had a blast in Colorado with my friend Sandy and this other person who I won't mention names, because this is a part of my story where I started to get quiet and stopped sharing everything with the outer world because I was working so much on my own inner world and I just wanted to have this for myself. Not everyone needs to know everything that's going on in my life all the time. After we were on the boat, we went up to a barn to play music. It was remodeled into a studio or into a stage, basically. So I had a lead guitar, a drum, and a bass, and I played my music, and it was fantastic. Again, it was amazing. Here I am, bright, shiny object, being the star. What could I want more? Seriously, it was so fun. Next day, went for a drive in a fast car to a music venue where they were actually holding a celebration of life ceremony. So we couldn't hear any music, but we had some food. And then we went, and when I say we, I mean my friend Sandy, myself, and this other guy that I met. So we went then to a temple in the middle of nowhere in Red Feathers, Colorado. It was a Buddhist temple. I don't quite remember like the style or type of Buddhism that it was, but that's okay. So we walked around it three times and then we went inside and we all sat and meditated for a little bit and then we sort of wandered or just checked the place out quietly, contemplatively. And I must share this poem with you because it is pure gold. We heard Sandy giggling and we just had to find out why. So he and I walked up over to her and she was giggling about this poem. It's called Timely Rain by Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche. In the jungles of flaming ego, may there be a cool iceberg of bodhicitta. On the racetrack of bureaucracy, may there be the walk of the elephant. May the sumptuous castle of arrogance be destroyed by Vajra confidence. In the garden of gentle sanity, may you be bombarded with coconuts of wakefulness. I can't believe I was able to read that without going into hysterics. But seriously, in the garden of gentle sanity, may you be bombarded with coconuts of wakefulness. Okay. On that note, go to buymeacoffee.com/100ways and crack me a coconut if you would. Of wakefulness. Until next time, until I tell you more about Colorado, I'm going to give all my love. And I'm sending it to you. And then some more. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.